When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And we've been discussing this morning the announcement last Friday by Bristol County Sheriff Paul Hero that he will be installing air conditioning in the remainder of the housing units at the Bristol County House of Correction in Dartmouth. According to Sheriff Hero, this is for the safety not only of the inmates, but also of the correctional officers. And he also said it'll be paid for with a grant and with canteen funds. So it's being paid with existing funding. No further charge to the taxpayers. The previous caller who worked in corrections disputed that. Said there will be a charge to the taxpayers. Brought up the electric bill. Sheriff Rowe did say in the release that they are looking into installing solar panels to help offset some of that. Which I think is probably a good idea. They've got a good spot over there for it. Perhaps they can call Isaacson Solar. But the court cases, I know that the caller said that Sheriff Rowe was unable to cite any specific law when he was on with Chris talking about it, but he pointed out in the release that the number of times that the courts have found in favor of these inmates getting air conditioning because of the Eighth Amendment, which is, you know, basically dealing with cruel and unusual punishment. But he didn't cite any particular cases. He said, I don't think, I'd have to go back and double check the release, but I'm pretty sure he did not mention any particular cases. In fact, I've got it right here. Let me double check. Yeah, he just says that courts have held that excessive heat can be a violation of inmates' Eighth Amendment rights. Part of the test is whether the temperature presents a substantial risk of serious harm to an inmate's health. So I don't know how hot it gets in there. But I can imagine, you know, if you've got health conditions, it doesn't take much. As we know from just being citizens on the outside of a jail. So I know that there's going to be a gut reaction from a lot of people who say, well, why do they get air conditioning when there are other, like the caller said, you know, there are citizens who aren't in jail who don't have air conditioning. Well, but see, that's the thing. They're not in the care of the county. They're not the county's problem if something goes wrong. They're responsible for themselves. And would it be nice if we had programs that could help people get air conditioners? I mean, I know there's some, but would it be helpful if there were more? Absolutely. Should there be some sort of voucher program to help people get at least a window air conditioner? I would love to see that happen. But at the same time, those people are responsible for themselves. They're not in the care of the county so that if something happens that the county is held responsible. And what the sheriff is saying here is that courts have ruled that because of the Eighth Amendment, the county would be responsible. And it's not an apples to apples comparison to say, well, inmates get air conditioning, but schools don't. Schools have to pay for air conditioning for schools out of school budgets. Just as the Bristol County Sheriff's Office has to pay for air conditioning out of its own budgets. So this isn't a matter of inmates are getting air conditioning and students aren't. If you feel like your school should be air conditioned and it's not, take that up with your town, take that up with your school department, take that up with your superintendent of schools. The people who are responsible for the budget for that school and say, why can't we carve out something in this budget to find some sort of climate control measure? Because I agree, every school kid should have a comfortable classroom in which to learn. And I don't buy the idea that, well, it's an old building, there's nothing we can do. Plus, how many times have we lost school days because it's either too cold, the heat isn't working properly and they have to shut down the building, or it's too hot and they can't force the kids to go into a building that's warm. So I get it. I agree. Everybody should have access to air conditioning. For those who think that it's a weakness to need it, well, you can think that, but that doesn't negate my feeling that everybody should have access to it. But just because someone else doesn't mean that the Bristol County Sheriff's Office shouldn't go forward with this plan. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll get Jack Splain's take on this when he comes in the next hour. It was an interesting day on Friday with that news coming out. Again, as I said, being Feast Friday and all kinds of things going on, I'm not surprised that it didn't get more reaction on social media like I thought it would. But, you can still go there and have your comments posted to the WBSM Facebook page under that story. But another bit of information that came out on Friday, we also found out the Massachusetts Big Lot stores that are going to be closing. And at least as of Friday afternoon when we wrote this article, the only local one here was Seekonk, which has a banner outside, according to WPRI, that reads, closing this store only. But it's not that store only, because according to the Big Lots website, out of the 23 stores in the Bay State, there are 4 other stores set to close, including Ashland, Dennisport, Northampton, and West Springfield, as well as a Seekonk store. Fairhaven, not on the block, not on the chopping block. Raynham, Plymouth, not on the chopping block. And the Seekonk one really doesn't come as a surprise because there's also a store in Swansea. So they're literally right in towns right next door to each other. I figured one of the two would probably be going. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I good. I got a thought. You just said something about in the regards of, people that don't have air conditioning, they're responsible for themselves. Is that correct?
Well, what I said What I said was people who are not in the prison are not the responsibility of of Bristol County, whereas people who are the responsibility of Bristol County.
I agree. But I also agree that the people that are in prison were responsible for themselves for getting themselves in there. So, you know, the more cushiony we make prisons, the more people who just don't care and end up there anyway. But I'm tired of pandering to everybody else that does whatever they want in this world.
So you think having a climate-controlled environment is pandering?
Yeah, I do. It shouldn't be easy for them, so they don't go back again.
What about the correctional officers that have to work under those conditions?
About the what? Sorry?
What about the correctional officers who have to work under those same conditions?
Well, what about my son that works 97 degrees outside of guys putting roofs up on the roof? Come on.
Well, where are we going to install air conditioning for him? Well, see, all right. You don't want to answer that question. That's not a fair comparison. Your son chooses to work a job that's outdoors, and he's probably paid very well for that job. These correctional officers have chosen to work a job that is indoors. And granted, they're probably paid very well, too. But if they have the ability to install air conditioning to make their jobs easier and to limit the risk of there being any kind of confrontation, then I don't know why you wouldn't be in favor of that. And this whole mentality of, well, they're in prison, they deserve to suffer. Well, I got to tell you, the people of Bristol County don't agree with you, because the hardline sheriff got voted out for the guy who said he was going to make things better in the prisons. So the people of Bristol County apparently approve of this idea, or at least approve of, you know, these concepts that Sheriff Hero talked about while campaigning. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
Well, did you get your food from the feast?
I did not end up going down, no.
No. All them casserole sandwiches? You didn't get it, huh?
Nah, I wasn't feeling well. I figured better not to go, and if I had anything, you know, spread it to anybody else.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that cold on your last time in there. So you had it all that time? The last show you had?
I did. I still have it. And then I was also informed that somebody I traveled with came down with COVID. So I was still in the middle of testing over the weekend, but I came back negative. So
I have a couple of testing boxes still here, and I'm wondering if they're still good. They're almost 2 years old. Would it still be good?
They have an expiration date on them, and they say not to use them if they're past the expiration date, that they won't give you an accurate reading.
Gee, that's odd, because the last time I thought I had COVID, I felt sick. And I called the Walgreens right outside my door. And I said, gee, I have these a little outdated. No, don't use them if they're outdated. I said, well, okay. So, but now you're saying it's okay. So now that it's over 2 years old.
I said they have an expiration date. Don't use them if they're past the date.
Yeah. I don't think I would trust it. No, all them boxes wasted. I had four of them saved. I mean, I had COVID three times. I don't even want to try it and see that mark that says, yeah, positive. I'd rather not even know and just suffer it out, because I won't take the medication they gave me again. It made me worse than what I had. Oh, it's terrible. Paxlovid, they call it. Ugh, it's terrible. My sugars went through the roof even though I didn't eat anything. They don't warn you about the side effects. That's what bothered me. About the jails, I kind of agree a little bit with that other guy, because you could use the heat as a deterrent. You know, don't break the law, you won't be in a hot jail cell. I mean, I have a question. If you're going to put air conditioning in school, and the air conditioning in the prison, now, does the money come from the same places for both of those things?
No. So according to Sheriff Hero's release, the money to pay for this air conditioning is coming from a grant that they got, and then also from the canteen funds. There's $1.6 million in canteen funds that are raised, which is, you know, that when the prisoners buy whatever toothpaste they like, or, you know, whatever snacks they want, when they buy all those with money that they either earn or put in their account by loved ones, that money has to then be spent back on the prisoners. There's regulations as to what they can actually spend that money on. And one of the things that they can spend that money on is improvements to the prison, which is where they're going to take a majority of that money from.
Yeah, but you called it funds. So is that donation funds, or what do you mean funds?
So it's like I said, some of it comes from the inmates can earn, you know, money themselves to put into the canteen, but most of the time it comes from their family putting money in their canteen account.
Yeah.
So
and
that's
then for the school is what, the state?
That would come from the school budget, which would come from either municipal funds or state funds.
Taxes.
Hmm.
Taxes.
Yes.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know about the schools. I thought all this time I thought schools had it. You're telling me they don't? I'm surprised.
No,
really?
there are a lot of schools that don't. Older schools that either have a system that broke down, or some of the, you know, the century plus old schools like in New Bedford that never were set up for it.
Now, what about in the school offices down in the main lobby and stuff? Don't they usually have something going on for them? They work in the office. I don't think they'd go to work if it wasn't, you know, air conditioned.
No, I don't think so. They may have, you know, somebody might have brought in like a portable unit or something. But if the school doesn't have the system in place, they won't have them in those rooms either.
Well, look at the building I live in downtown New Bedford here. They have, when the power goes out and all, they have a generator that runs for the whole lobby and all in the offices where they work down on that first floor. When you first come into the main office, everything is nice and cool down there. And that's why in the summer, the people in the building that don't have AC, they go down and they're all hanging around down there so they can breathe. And the office used to get mad about everybody down there like that. But then after a while, I guess people complain so much. They actually put a sign up on the bulletin board that said, if you're having a hard time upstairs, you can come downstairs and you can go into the community room. But still, you got all these people hanging around close proximity. If anybody is sick, you're going to get it. You're going to get the cold. You're going to get the virus, strep throat, whatever. There's too many people in apartment buildings. They should, when they build the new apartment buildings, I feel they shouldn't make them so high with so many floors, different apartments. Make them lower, maybe three floors, and make them longer instead of higher, you know, sideways. Make them longer because there's too many people all congested all together like that. It's just horrible. It's horrible. They should change it when they build anything new now, not to go so high. We don't need a high building. What for? The terrorists come over here. Oh, hey, there's a nice big tall building right there. And then my life is gone where they drop a bomb on it. You know what I mean?
I get you. Oh, I don't think you have to worry too much about that, but I get your point.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Have a good day.
You as well. And let's take another quick call here before we go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just going to say I'm in favor of what are you saying about the air conditioning. I think that's the right thing to do. I've been inside there. I was there for 19 months. I mean, 19 months, and it gets pretty hot in there.
Yeah. So I mean, this will keep tempers down. This will keep people from being agitated, which I think is a very important part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I see the point of a lot of people, you know, like saying that people, you know, get in trouble and they don't have to pay for it, but it doesn't come from their fault, you know. It's mostly come from canteen money, so.
Yep, absolutely.
And plus, the correction officers, I mean, they work in this. They got uniform on. It gets pretty hot in there. Like nice. It gets really hot.
Right, yeah, and you don't want them to be overheated because they need to be able to react quickly in case something happens.
Of course, yes, definitely. So I agree with that. I just wanted to share my comment. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
And let's take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
No, baby, that I don't want to go. We cannot live too.
And welcome back in. Hey, a reminder, we've got a new contest up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. This week, we are giving away tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars at Xfinity Center on August 18th. So if you want to enter to win, you can do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you want to see Jared Leto and the band, you can enter to win right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And we'll be drawing winners this week. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are sponsors of Tim's Tickets all summer long. Stop by Stevie's at Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven to get all of your tailgating needs before the big show. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Hurricane Debbie makes landfall. The South prepares for record rain. Republicans defend Trump on his race remarks. And it's the end of an era for Aerosmith.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Debbie has made landfall in Florida. The National Hurricane Center at latest update reports the Category 1 storm is powering through the state with sustained winds of 80 miles per hour, and it's forecast to bring potentially historic rainfall across southeast Georgia and South Carolina through Friday. Republicans are defending Donald Trump's comments questioning Kamala Harris's race. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds called it a phony controversy, but went on to say her presidential campaign is now talking much more about her black identity.
Like, this is really a phony controversy. I don't really care. Most people don't. But if we're going to be accurate, when Kamala Harris went into the United States Senate, it was AP that said she was the first Indian American United States Senator.
Trump, during an interview at the National Association of Black Journalists last week, claimed Harris had, quote, turned black after identifying only as Indian for years. Meanwhile, Harris interviewed three candidates Sunday to be her running mate. The vice president has been talking with Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona and Governors Tim Walz of Minnesota and Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. And she now has enough delegates to be the official party nominee for the White House. The party chair says it'll become official when a virtual roll call vote ends today. Trump's federal election interference case is going back to court on August 16th. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan resumed control of the case on Friday after the Supreme Court issued its ruling that presidents are immune from prosecution when carrying out official acts. Chutkan issued an order Saturday denying Trump's motion to dismiss the federal criminal charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he was the one who left a dead bear in New York City Central Park 10 years ago. Michael Kastner with the details.
The independent presidential candidate posted a video to X Sunday where he explains the story to comedian Roseanne Barr and says he wants to get the story out there before something comes out in the New Yorker. Kennedy said he saw the bear get killed on a road in the Hudson Valley and decided to put it in his van so he could take it home, skin it, and use the meat. He got delayed in New York City and didn't have time to take the bear home before he had to be at the airport. Goes on to say he and his group of friends had the idea to put the bear in Central Park and make it look like it was hit by a bicycle. I'm Michael Kastner.
Elon Musk says his company Neuralink has put a brain implant in a second patient. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
The device is designed to allow paralyzed people to use digital devices with only their thoughts. Musk says the implantation was successful, that the company plans to implant 8 more patients this year as it continues to test the device. The first device was implanted in January, and Musk says that first patient has been able to play video games, browse the internet, post on social media, and move a cursor on his laptop. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And Aerosmith is officially done touring. The band made the announcement on Friday, saying they made the difficult decision to retire after it became clear Steven Tyler's voice is too damaged to perform live. Aerosmith says despite having some of the best doctors around, Tyler's voice will never sound the same. Aerosmith said they're grateful beyond words for everyone's support and thanked fans for making their dreams come true. Aerosmith shot the music video for that song, Crying, in Fall River in the early 1990s.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 7-2 in the finale from Arlington. They travel to Kansas City to play the Royals tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, burning off to give way to beautiful sunshine. Temperature topping out in the mid-80s today. This morning, around 70. Overnight, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. Patchy fog once again, around 70. Mid-to-upper 70s and unsettled pattern as of tomorrow through Wednesday. A slight improvement by Thursday. And then we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Debbie. Could bring some soaking rain locally. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. I hope you didn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but yeah, there's some Aerosmith for you. I only got to see them one time back, I think it was 97, summer of 97, the Nine Lives album had just come out, which I really like that album. Great show. But never went and saw them again all the years after that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know, I've been listening to my scanner. There's been a lot of shootings in this city, and I noticed not being reported on the radio. Not everybody has a scanner to know what's going on.
Well,
but these shootings are happening almost every week.
We do have a request into the... I asked the police about the shooting that happened over the weekend. They referred me to the DA's office, so I'm waiting back to hear from the DA's office for any information.
We need to get Police Chief Olivera to come into the radio station and answer, you know... Our residents' questions about what's going on in our city with the violence and all of this stuff. Have you invited him to come on the station?
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past. He's not really somebody that likes doing that kind of thing, but he does understand that people would be interested in hearing from him. He's a little media shy, let's say.
Well, he's got to get out of that. You know, he's got to come in. I mean, the number of hit and runs is out of control. Cars rolling over, cars hitting buildings, and it's getting worse. I mean, you listen to the scan of what's going on in this city, and, you know, our city council mayor, they pretend that everything's hunky-dory when it's not. A lot of things are not being reported. And the goings-on, too. Late night at the feast on Thursday night, I was listening to the scan, and 20 people got into a fist fight where they do the candy spit. And a lot of the stuff that was happening last night on Hathaway Street that the police had to call for backup. But this is one question I don't understand, and you can probably answer this, Tim. Mm-hmm. Why is it they made a big deal about the Wailing City Festival, which is more of a family type of atmosphere, you know, being open late, but they can have it until midnight, and a lot of drinking. How much booze do they sell there? It's free-flowing.
I don't know how much they sell, but that's a fair question. A lot of people have asked that same question. The difference is, and this is the reason we were told, is the feast happens on privately owned property, whereas the Wailing City Festival happens on city property.
Oh, is that? Yeah, but it's still the fencing that they put, the makeshift fencing, is on public streets, because it does go into the public, it goes into the public sidewalks and streets. So that argument doesn't fly with me. I can see till 11 o'clock, but midnight?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Dealing
how
with
that
the noise and the people drinking and all of the mess that they make around the neighborhoods. But that's just a question I've had, and nobody seems to get to have the answer for it. Or they don't want to give the answer.
Yeah, that was the closest answer I ever got, is that it's a privately run event on private property.
All right, Tim. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. And 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in. Yes, we do have a request in to find out more about that homicide that happened on Earl Street over the weekend. But it'll probably be, my guess would be, you know, after 9 a.m. when the folks come into the DA's office. So a little behind-the-scenes info. The regular media contact person for the DA's office was out of the office all last week, comes back today. So I had sent the request to both him and the people that were filling in. And I didn't hear anything from anyone, so I would guess that we will probably get some information today, at least confirmation. If not, you know, further information like an identity or something like that, that might not be something they can provide yet. But, again, we can only report what we confirmed, and I don't like to report things that are on the scanner, because so often things that are put through on the scanner don't turn out to be the actual situation. there's, when it comes to what we can get from the police, what we can get from the DA's office, that's been confirmed information, as opposed to, you know, what comes in over the scanner is just what's called in. So that's why we try to make sure that we get clarification and confirmation on things before we report them. 508-996-0500. Let me take another call or two here before we got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Very good. Thank you. So I got a question. One, where do you get a police scanner from?
I used to get them at Radio Shack myself, but now that there's no Radio Shack, I'm sure Best Buy carries them, or you can get them online. I would think there's a possibility you could try some of the pawn shops. They might have one.
Okay. And so when I do remember them when I was younger and CBs and all that, but, I barely really hear anybody talking about having one of those. And, I wasn't sure if they were illegal or not, but I want one.
Oh, they're legal. You can also, there's also websites that there's a website and an app called Broadcastify that mm-hmm. runs the scanners over it. The problem with that is you don't have the ability to go to all the different channels. It's just what they feed into the app, but it still will cover a lot of it. A lot of people will just use that app instead.
Okay. Can you text me that?
I will, I will send you a message. So it's just really easy though. It's called Broadcastify.
Broadcastify.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Real quick. So I found a filter. I was going through my cabinets doing some cleaning and I found this filter and I said, oh wait, that goes to the little AC thing that you put the water in and the filter, you freeze it in the freezer that I dropped by you.
Mm-hmm.
Did yours have your filter?
Oh, I haven't utilized it yet. I'll have to check.
Yeah, because I've got a brand new filter, and I'm like, I use mine. It's just really small. You just put water in, but the filter, you get wet, and then you freeze it, and then you put it in there, and that's what creates the cool air. And I was like, geez, I've got mine, and I'm like, where did this come from? So I was thinking, geez, I hope I didn't drop that off and do that to you.
No, I'll check.
And I just want to say, yes, they should have air conditioning, because bacteria grows on body odor. There's a lot of bacteria when you get a lot of people together. That's why there's a lot of diseases in encampment places, because when you've got that heat and that much BO, bacteria grows, and bacteria, everybody knows, turns into something else. And the office is working there. Absolutely. Give them the freaking AC. I mean, what's the big deal? That's all I have for you today.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another quick call before the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Well, you know, I just heard you, the gentleman that called in about the chief of police, and you said that he doesn't like to come on the radio or something?
That's when I asked him if, you know, we want to set something up regularly, you know, like how we have the mayor on, how we used to have the city council president on. I said, you know, maybe once a month we could have him come on. And he was kind of a little bit shy about that. He was like, nah, that's not really something that I'm comfortable with doing.
Well, let me bring up something. I'm going to bring up something, and I agree with that other gentleman, okay? The chief of police is the head of the department, okay? Make a big fuss about it. Just got a 3-year extension and everything. Now, there was an incident in City Hall that he was a witness to, okay? He was at the podium when it happened with me and Linda Moore, okay? And in the police report, the officer, when I told him to arrest her, the officer that wrote is Shane Harris. In the report, he put, this officer explained to Mr. Saffield that a simple assault is not an arrestable offense unless witnessed by an officer. Okay, so in other words, the officer wasn't in the room to see what happened, but the chief was. The chief seen it in some video. He's looking right at it. Why didn't he do something about it? And they didn't file complaints against her. I had to go file it on April 4th. They dismissed it without a hearing. So who's running this city?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't say that, but that's...
Well, the thing is, if there was a robbery and he's seen the guy rob you, is he going to try to stop him? He's got a gun. Or he's just going to stand there and just look at the guy. That's what he did. It's on video. So why isn't this going around? Something's wrong with this city, the way it's run, Tim, and you know that. So, I mean, I agree with the gentleman. He's so happy. And besides, you know, about this, well, I won't go no further with it, but he's witness. He was a witness, and he couldn't file a complaint or arrest her. It's an arrestable offense, and everybody knows it, that knows the law.
All right. Thank you.
Witness on video. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right, I got to take this break right here, but we can take some more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. No, no, and that's Top of the World by Van Halen. And, you know, you don't have to really go to the top of the world to save money on your electric bill. You just got to go maybe to the top of your house or another spot on your property with solar panels, right? Putting up solar panels will help you save money. That's what they tell you, right? Is it true? Well, I can tell you who can answer that question. Isaacson Solar. Isaacson Solar will give you simple, honest, direct answers to all your questions about going solar. They'll sit down with you. They'll talk about it. They'll take a look. And if your home is a good fit for solar, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. So don't mess around with all these folks that come and knock on your door. That's not Isaacson. They'll never come and knock on your door. Don't mess around with all these people that, you know, hand out cards at the mall or put something under your windshield. Nope. Call Isaacson Solar. Go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Set up a time. They will come to your home. They will take a look at your home. They will talk to you. They will answer your questions, and they will give you that free, no obligation quote, and you will know for sure exactly whether or not solar is right for you. So go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and get started today. Let's take a call here, and then I've got to take another break before the end of the hour, and then we'll be talking with Jack Spillane, turning on the light, coming up in the next hour. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Let's shake it, Playboy.
What's going on, Lamone?
You didn't tell all the listeners about how you were in that music video, that human behavior video by Bjork.
I was in the Bjork video?
Yeah. Back when you were heavy, you know, back in the days when you were heavy, you were in that video. And you were bearded and stuff, you know, it was real kind of furry back in those days.
Are you saying that I'm the bear from the human behavior video?
Yes. Oh, that is so cute. Oh, that's adorable.
I knew where you were going with that.
Like, what do you mean?
Great song, but that's not me.
But the resemblance is quite uncanny. And so, yeah. But, you know, I was working the bar this weekend. And I was up there, and this lady came up to like a couple, three or four beers for her friend, and her other girlfriends were in town. And I said, okay. I said, it's an Anheuser-Busch. She said, fine. How's your ding dong? Ding ding. So.
Oh, all right. That's all right.
That was nice.
That was not appropriate for air, Lamone. I gotta hold you there anyway. I gotta take a break here.
I put all childlike references, you know, to make it all preschool like. Was I wrong? Am I correct? You know, made it.
I gotta take this break anyway. Early. I'm gonna use this break to save us. You have a great day.
Hey, you have a good weekend. Any spooky this week?
No, not this week. Probably not.
Is Matt going to be around?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
You haven't, even when I asked him, call and see how he's doing. You didn't even call him back then, did you?
No, I see some of his Facebook posts, but all right. I got to hold you there. I got to get this break in.
I didn't say Facebook. I said call him, talk to him.
You don't know. All right. Have a good day, Lamone. He doesn't realize that I don't call people. I don't talk to people on the phone. It's 2024. That's what text and Facebook's for. All right. Well, I got to take this break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. Say, you know, we talk about big time. Big time is what's been going on over at Edaville this summer. They just had a car show. Now they've got all kinds of other things coming up. If you want to take part in some of those fun events, all you have to do is go to Edaville.com and you can find out about all the great events they have coming up there throughout the course of this Christmas Carnival nights. They've got Thomas coming up later on this summer. They've got all the Cranberry Festival stuff planned for the fall. Then the Festival of Lights coming up in the holiday season, so there's so much going on in Edaville. It's not just a Christmas park anymore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.